Hi, everybody. Welcome to Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And I'm your host, Pesa Shayo. And here's my wife.
I'm Whitney Shayo.
Yes, welcome to the LYBM podcast, where we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And we are here, guys, fighting for you for marriage, because we believe that marriage is the centerpiece of every family. So we are here fighting for your marriage. We are here getting a lot of... what are we getting?
We actually got quite a few questions in our inbox this week. And so today I thought it would be nice if we could do a Q&A.
But before we get to the Q&A, I want to remind you guys that you can always find us at Pesa Shayo. That's me on Twitter, and my wife is at...
You can find me at Whitney Shayo.
Okay, at Whitney Shayo. And our blog is liveyourbestmarriage.com, where we always provide you the latest news and events. News and events, or what? What do you provide?
We have a ton of information and tips regarding how to just make your marriage survive. We go to a lot of the basics, and then sometimes we like to get a little bit complicated, but it's not too bad. So we just believe that every couple has a chance, and we love just having the opportunity to help everybody stay strong.
Now, like, Whitney, you just wrote an article on the blog, four things to do before filing for divorce. What's up with that? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. So first of all, I actually had four steps that I used myself in my own life, because we are also real people with real problems. And
oh, yeah.
I didn't want to keep anything to myself. Anything that helped us, I think it's important for us to share with everybody. So, the first one, if you want me to read a few snippets of it, I can.
I'm sure you can help some folks who are going through a hard time right now.
Absolutely. Because after we had our third baby, everything in our marriage just came crashing down on us. We had a lot of problems. I mean, everything suddenly became a problem. And I was talking about filing for divorce a lot. And so, but we spent a whole year trying to just make it work and stick together. And so the four things that I did was, number one, I had to put an end to my fantasy.
Oh yeah, put an end to that fantasy.
I had to basically learn that there is no perfect husband out there, because every time, every time he was rude to me, I would think like, oh, geez, wouldn't it be nice to not have a husband who's so mean? But then eventually I got to the point where I was like, okay, any husband I have pretty much is going to get agitated from time to time. I mean, that's just part of being human. So that was, but if you want to read the article, I go into a lot more detail than that. And then my second tip was just to delay. Basically, when you get that urge to file, the first and most important thing you can do is just hit the pause button on everything. I mean, delay as long as you can. Don't rush to the courthouse to get that stack of paperwork.
Don't rush. Don't rush.
Because another thing is, if you try to spend one more year together, I mean, and you guys work at it, you'll be surprised at the results you get by the end of that year. And so what we did was we started going for dates again, and we did that once a week, and we still do that even up to today. We probably won't stop that, because that's something that really helps us stay connected. And we joined a club called Toastmasters, and I know it sounds surprising, but that was a huge help for us, because we were able to make new friends, but also just being able to work together on projects. It was just a nice It was a breath of fresh air for us because it was something we had never done before.
Yeah.
And obviously Toastmasters probably won't be the cup of tea for everybody.
Oh no.
But the bottom line is, if you guys can find some project or some activity that you can do together every week, you'll just be amazed at how close it can make you guys.
And you know, some people can make it Toastmasters. Some people can go to the gym together.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can, what else can they do together? They can go to the gym together. They mm-hmm. can go to the park together. But maybe volunteer at church together, because
mm-hmm.
Just find an activity
mm-hmm.
where you guys can actually work together outside the home, doing separate projects than what you do at home. Like, do you know how, like, at home you're doing dishes, taking care of the kids and all that, and then everybody goes to their separate jobs. But is there any activity that you both enjoy, like a hobby? Fishing. I know a lot of wives are like, oh god, yeah, fishing.
It can be any sport. And, you know, you can even take dance lessons. That's actually
That's
a big one that I recommend a lot. Go and take some...
Salsa
lessons.
just to spice things up, if you know what I mean.
So, and then the third thing on the list was to imagine your spouse with someone brand new. Yeah, I know. It makes you cringe, right?
Yeah.
It's not a fun thing.
Yeah, that kills me.
Yeah, totally. And then what makes it worse is if you imagine this new person being the one influencing your kids. That's not fun either. And so if those two things affect you, then you obviously still have a strong attachment to the person you're married to. So, and then the fourth thing was, try adding up the financial cost of getting a divorce.
Yeah, they say divorce is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think somebody even said that a divorce, just the first filing fees, cost more than a year worth of dates.
Yeah, just 1 hour in a divorce attorney's office can cost you a heck of a lot more than a weekend getaway for you and your spouse.
Oh, yeah.
And then, as you said, several months of date night would not even come close to the amount of money it would take for, you know, if it turns into a big custody battle, or if it blows up into, you know, the judge saying, oh, so-and-so has to pay alimony and child support and this and that. You know, that's, to me, that doesn't sound like fun.
So work on your marriage, guys.
But I added a lot more detail than that. If you want to read the whole thing, I think there's quite a few takeaways in this article. And I just hope it can really help someone delay going and filing.
Because yeah.
In the long run, it's not appealing for most of us, anyway.
So just go to liveyourbestmarriage.com and you get 4 things to do before filing for a divorce. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we don't encourage, we don't recommend, we don't propose, we don't like anybody having a divorce. And that's why we're actually doing this blog and we're doing this podcast, just to hopefully we can save somebody from going to the next level and actually pulling the plug on their marriage and getting a divorce. So, mm-hmm. Hey, Whitney,
mm-hmm.
you said you had some questions. Some Q&A today.
Yeah, I have 3 questions here with me I thought we could go through. The first one is from Ashley in South Dakota.
Hey, what's up, Ashley?
And I guess I can read the question and then I'll just have you can answer.
Okay.
She says, I notice in your articles you give a lot of tips for married couples who are raising children, but I haven't seen anything on your website to help guide single parents. I love your advice, but I just wish you could provide more information for someone like me who's a single mom.
You know, Ashley, thank you very much for taking your time and tweeting us this question. This is really helpful. And one thing I want to say, that our website, although we always talk about married couples, we the advice can actually be used by single parents when it comes to raising kids. So it's not just for married couples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you and your kids are a family too. So and also, we want to give you props because you're doing a lot of the work on your own, probably.
You're the dad and the mom.
Yeah, probably the majority of the time. And so, I think the reason why it came across as something that we were directing to more toward married people is just the fact that the site is,
Live Your Best Marriage.
It is, we are marriage advocates, but mostly just because, we wanted both husband and wife to be able to share the responsibilities. That was really our goal. With a lot of the information we give about raising kids, we want them to learn how to take turns and work as a team so that one person doesn't feel like they're doing everything all the time. Because especially if you have little ones, you don't want one person to feel like they're always the one giving the kids a bath or they're always the one helping with homework and just how to split things up that way. But again, you're doing probably almost all of that on your own, and hats off to you. But certainly any advice you see for raising kids, it's for you guys too, because you are a family. So
Ashley, we really thank you for continuing reading our blog, and feel free to use as much advice as you get in the blog. Don't be afraid to use, because you're afraid, oh, this is for married couples and all that. But, and keep tweeting us. My wife is at Whitney Shio. So keep sending us those tweets. We love reading them. We love answering those questions. And also love learning from you guys, because we are not perfect. Some of this information we are getting from you guys, and we are just using this platform to just broadcast it and send it to more people. Did you have any other questions?
Yeah, our next question comes from David in Florida.
What's up, David?
And I'll let you read.
What's up, David from Florida? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hey, David. David asked, you have a video about snooping in marriage, but what if someone's husband or wife decides to read their journal or diary? Wouldn't that be considered as an invasion of privacy? So David is asking, hey, if I find my wife, my flesh, my better half reading a diary that I'm writing, is that a bad thing? And I can say, oh no, it's not a bad thing. She should be able to read it. Like, I really don't think that I, as a husband, should be able to keep this. I don't see the reason why I should be keeping secrets, you know? Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why should I keep secrets from my woman? Is there something else going on? I don't know. Do you have a different take on that issue?
Yeah, certainly. When I made that video, I talked mostly about things that are already open for someone else to read. I addressed the fact that if you're sending a text or an email or a private message through one of your social media accounts, that means you're intending for a friend or a coworker to read that. And if they can read it, then I certainly think your spouse should also be allowed to read those things. But in regards to the diary and the journal, I understand that when we're writing in those, we don't really intend for anyone else to see that. But I don't think your wife means any harm by looking through it. I think that anybody would have that curiosity factor. And again, I mean, I don't think she's really trying to dig up dirt or try to invade your space.
Come on, David. You know your woman is the CEO of your house. You know that. Come on. If you are writing something in your diary, do you really think she's not gonna read it? So if you have something that's secret, just keep it in your brain, my brother. Just keep it between your two ears. But if you're gonna write it in a diary, do you really think the CEO of your house is not gonna get curious and read it? You know.
No, we, I think the bottom line is we're not really encouraging any secrets of any kind. Even if you do have something in your brain, go ahead and share it with her. She's the person you signed up to love for the rest of your life. And
be an open book.
You guys should be open with one another. And the reason for this is we want to promote oneness. We want to do things that make us as a couple come closer together. We don't want to do things that separate us and make us move further apart from one another. So
you had it from the CEO of the Shio family. No secrets. Don't write it on your diary. Just if you really have to, if you have a secret.
Just try to be as open as you possibly can.
Amen. I agree with you. So do we have any other question?
Yeah, the last question for today comes from Sammy in Colorado.
Hey, what's up, Sammy? Thank you for sending this question through Twitter. And you can hit me at Pesa Shio if you have any other question, guys. Mm-hmm. So what did Sammy say?
That's right. His question is mostly for you. He says, I just don't feel like I'm in love with my wife anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
It seems like I lose interest in her more and more every day. There's a girl that I work with who really seems to like me. Is it okay for me to divorce my wife if I don't feel like I'm in love with her anymore?
Oh, no. It's not okay. It's not okay to divorce your woman because of some lady at work. You know, it seems like you're putting a lot of thought and emphasis and focus on this other woman at work, not on the flesh of your flesh, your wife. So I think you need to divert some of that energy that you're putting on the woman, that lady at work, who's like maybe flirting with you, just smiling with you, and you know, just getting all up in your space, and put that much energy to your wife. Get sold to the idea that, hey, I'm a husband. I'm gonna be sold on my wife. You know, take her to dates. If you guys have to go to counseling, fine, go to counseling. But just try to reignite that sizzle that you guys had on your wedding day. Because when you guys got married, you definitely thought you will live happily ever after with your woman. But after a while, the stresses of life come in and you start getting like less and less intense on your focus on your wife. So put that focus back on your wife. And then about that lady at work, maybe you need to switch jobs. Maybe you need to switch departments, or maybe tell her to ease off. Or I don't know if she's going to do that. But
or just tell your wife about her.
Yeah, no secret. No secrets. I know this is going to be hard, but hey, my brother, just try to focus on your wife. Put as much energy as you can on your wife. Because they say sometimes that, hey, the grass is greener on the other side, but it's because somebody's actually taking care of the other side. And you know, usually, divorce is just actually trading one set of problems for another set of problems. You think, this woman doesn't have any other issues in her life. You might find out, but it might be too late. So, hey, focus on your own wife. Try to get that sizzle, that electricity back on with your wife. And hopefully things should get reignited. But, hey, tweet us back and tell us, or just email us back at liveyourbestmarriage.com. And tell us how things are going. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that you've been with your wife long enough to, now that you've discovered some flaws that you either didn't know about when you were dating or you didn't care about.
How long have they been married?
He didn't tell us. But what I want you to keep in mind, though, is this other girl at work, she also has her flaws, too. But she's, when she's working with you, she's only showing you her good side, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
If you did start a relationship with her, pretty soon you would find her flaws, too. And it probably would not be appealing.
Yeah, either, don't start a relationship with her. But hey, focus on your wife. And if you guys need to go to counseling or something like that, hey, fight for your marriage. Don't start a new relationship with this other woman. Fight for your marriage. And if you guys have kids, that's another reason why you should fight for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you remind us where we can be able to find you, Whitney, on mm-hmm. Twitter? I know you love being on Twitter. You know, I have always seen you there playing that Twitter
mm-hmm.
space.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I am at Pesa Shayo. Mm-hmm. And our blog is liveyourbestmarriage.com. Mm-hmm. But you can always get hold of us. We also are on YouTube. We are on SoundCloud. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Just at liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we enjoy doing this podcast because we want to be the people who fight for their marriage, for mm-hmm. your marriage. Yeah. So that at least you have more resources that you can use in your fight to keep your marriage strong. Now, we'll be doing this podcast how often?
Mm-hmm. We'll be doing this every couple of days.
Oh, yeah. We'll be dropping them every couple of days and hopefully more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I am super excited because I have a series coming up for the month of September. I'll be talking a lot about a book known as Close Calls, What Adulterers Want You to Know. It's by a pastor named David Carter.
Oh, yeah.
And this is something that I think every single married person should know about because it is just too easy for a close call friendship to get started.
And what's a close call friendship?
A close call friendship means that you have a friend of the opposite sex and then at some point, you guys begin to cross the line. You're sharing too much personal information with one another. And you're just a little bit too excited to see this person. Maybe if you work with them, you actually look forward to going to work because of that person. Or maybe you're actually telling them about marriage problems that you're having at your house. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, you need to keep your marriage problems to your wife. Don't go there and start. That's none of their business. Going to work and telling everybody about what's going on between you and your woman at home, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, so sharing personal information with one another and things of that sort. And then boundaries just get crossed so easily. And so I look forward to this. It's going to be a video series. You can sign up at liveyourbestmarriage.com. All you have to do is, I think, submit your email address, and then we can actually email you the video at the beginning of each week, and that's in September. And it's totally free. But I am really, really excited about it, and I hope you guys tune in for that.
Okay. So, hey, guys, until next time, we're really pumped to be talking to you and looking forward to talking to you again. But again, if you have any other questions, hit us at Pesa Shayo, and my wife is at
Whitney Shayo.
Okay. We love playing in Twitter, so hit us there and follow us, and we'll definitely follow you guys back, and we will definitely keep in touch. So until next time, guys, peace and God bless.